All right. So, Hannah, Melanie, next steps. What's going to happen?
I think we're done, right? I really appreciate everybody digging in today, and I would say a lot of you are having communications with us already, but I would say like now is the time to really deeply read this draft. We've heard your comments and we'll find ways to, I think, focus on the areas and the kind of communication in this that are missing. So please don't hold back, you know, additional thoughts and comments. Again, we're not going to change any kind of radical policy in here without everyone's understanding, but I think all of you represent different perspectives and concerns. And so just stay in touch in the coming weeks because we are really in the final stretch. So just to remind you of that final stretch, November 2nd, we will schedule an additional modeling and metrics meeting. And I think, you know, that sounds boring, but it's actually kind of the core of the entire plan. It kind of further puts numbers, especially on the mitigation side, to things that we will need to do to get to our 2030 goals. And I think, again, to the point Anya made a couple times, it will say, all right, so to have this number of heat pumps installed by 2030, well, here's where we're going to need to be by 2025. And you know, same thing for weatherization and cleaner cars and a number of the other things that we've spent a lot of time talking about. So please make time for that. And again, we'll record it and share the information if you aren't able to attend. I think by the end of that week, we will be not, I think, Sarah, I'm looking at Sarah because she's a taskmaster. We will be sending you a final draft, and that will be, you know, still being edited and adding pretty pictures and all of that, but it will be the content that we want you to weigh in on before we finalize this. So we are thinking about a couple different strategies from, you know, including a short survey, potentially additional, you know, conversations where you have concerns. But between November 4th and November 12th, we'll really be trying to gauge how are people feeling. Is there anything make or break in here that you have anxieties, concerns with, want to go further? And November 12th is the meeting where we get together and ideally approve this plan. But again, that gives us a couple weeks to make it a really good document to be shared with the public by December 1, especially the governor and legislature is our kind of key public, but this is really trying to create a document that the people of Maine can read and understand. So that is where we are. I think David has talked about some of the different strategies we'll use to come to consensus on the document. There will be, you know, opportunity if people have a specific problem in one area, they can't sign off on one component. We have some pathways for people to dissent in certain areas, but I think we're obviously trying to come up with a consensus document, and that's hard work, but I think everyone has done a really good job about being honest about their concerns. So keep doing that. You know, everyone is their own individual person. You can do what you want, but I think we want to find something that everyone can live with. So that is what we're working towards. That's what Melanie and I are again open for individual conversations. So again, just stay in touch with us as you read these documents. And, you know, I again appreciate everyone's significant engagement and time and effort you put in thus far. So let's just get it over the finish line. Because obviously that's where the actual work begins to actually do all this stuff. So any kind of questions or thoughts just on that timeline or especially process-wise, what happens in the next, I want to say that's only 4 weeks. So.
Or less. I'll mention two things quickly. Hannah mentioned, is this something we all can live with, right? And that's going to be our bar for reaching consensus. Can we all live with this as a package that goes out into the world? But there's another piece that we're going to be testing on, which is how inspired are we by this, right? So we're going to put that out there as well, our inspirometer of like, how are we doing on this? Because it has to inspire us if we want to inspire others. So we need to live with it. And we need to be inspired by it. And we're going to be testing those amongst all of you as the counselors whose plan this is. Senator Carson. I'm not hearing
you. Thank you. Thank you, David. No, I take off mute. I think that there's a third question that I urge us to ask. And the way the people of Maine have responded to and by and large honored and respected the need for basic public health protections during the course of the pandemic is what brings this to mind. The third question is, beyond can we live with it and are we inspired by it, is this a document that we and state government, irrespective of the political affiliation of the administration, and there will obviously be some changes, is this a document, is this a plan that will make sense for the people of Maine, that we will understand, buy into, take ownership of, so that as we move forward, while it may not be easy and there may be some financial difficulties and even sacrifices, we're doing what we need to do with an understanding and sense of, if not pride, ownership, so that as we move forward, we're really doing what needs to be done. I think that's the broader question, is one of whether people in general, not 100%, but people in general will embrace this so that it is really good for the state of Maine. I urge that be a third lens through which we view this. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's great.
Brownie, that's why every one of you were selected to be on this climate council or volunteered by somebody else. So I think that is an important question, and I hope everyone will read it with that in mind. I think that's what everyone has been striving to do, but I think that's definitely a key point. So thanks.
Okay, with that, I think we'll round up. That's a great note to end on. And thanks everyone for an amazing amount of time today dedicated. It feels like we really lasered in on some improvements to this document. Thank you for that. There's a big staff push right now to get this back to you. So, hats off to Sarah, Brian, Cassie, Hannah, Taylor, and the whole team over there, Melanie. So we will see you on November 2nd at a time to be determined. And thanks everyone for this final push. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Don't hesitate to reach out, for real. Don't hesitate to reach out, and we can make this thing much better. Take care, everybody. All the best.